Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, also known as the Word is the Way to Life. Jesus is the Word, and He came in the flesh and showed us the way to eternal life. You know, before we were called Christians, we were called the Way, and we celebrate that. This is a continuation in our study with the book of Ecclesiastes with Solomon. You know, Solomon was a king, very wealthy, and when the Lord asked him what he would like him to do for him as king, and Solomon said, you know, Lord, I got plenty of wealth. What I need is wisdom. That's what makes Solomon such a wonderful teacher, because the Lord granted him wisdom. Now, he didn't use it the way he should all the time. He got himself into trouble too, as we well know. But hear what it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. The subtitle of this is, Death Comes to All. Here's Solomon. This too I carefully explored, even though the actions of the godly and the wise people are in God's hands, no one knows whether or not God will show them favor in this life. The same destiny ultimately awaits everyone, whether they are righteous or wicked, good or bad, ceremonially clean or unclean, religious or ill-religious. Good people receive the same treatment as sinners, and people who take oath are treated like people who don't. Now, it seems so tragic that one fate comes to all. That is why people are not more careful to be good. Don't understand, he said. Those choose their own mad course, for they have no hope. There is nothing ahead but death anyway. There is hope only for the living, and they say, it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. I love that. The living at least know they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, nor are they remembered. Whatever they did in their lifetime, loving, hating, envying, and all is gone. They no longer have a part in anything here on earth, so go ahead. Eat your food and drink your wine with a happy heart, for God approves this. Wear fine clothes and put on a dash of cologne. That is an interesting commentary from the teacher. You know, if you think back in Ecclesiastes 8 that we did last week, the teacher has reflected on how little we understand God's ways. He gives us what apparently is his practical response to these troubling reflections. Don't dwell on these things. Take time instead to enjoy food, drink your friends, and all the things that'll cheer you up. Now, you may wonder how convincing this response actually is, because in chapter 9, the teacher is addressing this issue in depth, and he begins by once more considering life's enigmas. He says, the righteous and the wise, and what they do are in God's hands. Oh, yeah. We may expect that this will lead on to a comforting reflection along the lines of God will guide their lives and protect them from the evil, but who actually follows? No one knows whether love or hate awaits them. There's no guarantees. No, for both the righteous and the wicked are possibilities. They remain open. They may experience either good or evil, and the teacher expresses this point in a way which focuses our attention on God's attitude towards the righteous and the wicked. Wow! So, look at both groups and experience life. We all do, both good or bad. It's clear that God loves one group and hates the other. Oh, know about that. Not really. Moreover, all share the same fate in death. Everyone looks the same, no matter how they behaved while alive. Solomon finds this quite simply evil, he says in verse 3. The worst feature of life under the sun during our lives that we experience the misery and the madness of this world, and then we die. That's some wonderful truth there, isn't there? Well, Solomon finds this prospect appalling. It's not that life is necessarily enjoyable for everyone. The compassion between a living dog and a dead lion, he said, suggests that for some, at least, life is brutish. It's a tough affair, he's saying. And while you are alive, your mind may be weighted down with thoughts of your coming death. But at least you're still alive. And when you're dead, everything is over and you know nothing. You enjoy nothing. Everything that made you what you were, both good or bad, your love or hate, jealousy, and simply just gone. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. And you say, wait a minute, preacher, that's all very bleak. Yeah, it is. It's a low point in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's not, of course, the teacher's last word. We'll look at that later in chapter 12. But we should not hastily dismiss these reflections. This is how life seems to be for many today. And unless the Lord returns for us first, we'll all die. We should be grateful for the grim realism that these verses make us look at and think, what may prepare us for times when disaster strikes. You know, Christianity has an answer to these evils like injustice and misery and death, but it's no part of the Christian faith to pretend that these things in themselves are anything other than evil. But first, let's have another drink, you know, and enjoy. Well, I think that we all believe in a Savior who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy talks about it. So why is it still important to consider these passages about death? Well, you know, we need hope. And without the blessed hope, that's what's going to happen. We're just going to die and we'd be gone. But with the hope in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now, it may seem that Solomon cannot make up his mind. And that's what I like about Solomon, is whether life is a good thing or a bad thing. It seems to be decidedly like a double-edged situation. That's why we have to encourage one another in the faith. Many people today share his views. Do they think texts like this in today's passage can be used to reach such people with the gospel? I think so. That's why we need to look at these things. Now, we all have a decision to make, and the decision's ours. Christ came. He offers us eternal life, but we don't have to take it. We can say, no, no, Lord, when I'm done with this life, that's it. Or, here's the gift. Remember the resurrection? When I was raised from the dead and broke that bondage over sin and death that the devil held over us for eons. Wow. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what I want. I want that relationship with you. And thank you for showing us the way in Jesus' name. Well, you know, we have an awful lot of things that we lift up and we pray about and we think about, and we have hope, and that's what we do, is we have hope. One thing and a note that Jim Pafford's granddaughter, Annabelle, was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And if you remember, she's a young lady that had brain cancer some years ago, and she's been healed of that through some of the treatments and different things. But the thyroid got affected by the chemo, and they thought maybe her cancer came back, but it didn't. And they know now that all they got to do is take the thyroid out and she'd be brand new again. Well, so we want to lift that up. And all the people that's on our prayer line. Phil's brother's wife passed away this week, and Phil and Betty are going to go down for the memorial service. But, you know, keep them in prayer, and Phil's brother in prayer. Any of you who ever lost a loved one know what it is, especially a spouse. So, and look at the prayer list that's on the website by clicking on the tab that says we'll take you to show you all the people that's on our prayer line. With that said, we want to thank you for listening to The Word is the Way to Life as we close this segment with the prayer that Jesus taught. Often thought about this, we call it the Lord's Prayer, and it certainly is, but the real Lord's Prayer, I think, is in John 17, where Jesus prayed for us. But then I got to thinking, well, the Lord is teaching the disciples. So we could say, this is the disciples' prayer brought to us by Jesus, as he said, when you pray, pray in this fashion. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life.